Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Ritmans NMLS number 664589. Ian Arnold NMLS number is 1995469. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Hey everyone, before we get started, I just wanted to remind you that for the most up-to-date information on mortgages in Indy's real estate market, go to hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguys.com. Hi, I'm Rick Ritma, the Hardworking Mortgage Guy, and I have the honor of working with over 5,200 mortgage borrowers, helping each one find the best mortgage option. As a certified mortgage planner, I know my team, and I can guide you through the process and help you every step of the way.
And I'm Ian Arnold, part of Rick's Hardworking Mortgage Team, and I have worked in the financial industry for over 15 years, helping people purchase what they want and working with them to build their credit and their overall wealth.
And today we are honored to talk with Indy's real estate guru, Victoria Vickery. Did I say that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Her passion for real estate happened with her own first home buying experience. She was completely naive and unaware of what was going on and what was going to happen. She partnered with a home buying assistance program that helped her with finances, credit scores, and down payment. She was hooked. Now she wants to take what she has learned and apply it to your home buying process and help you get through that process. It can be challenging at times. Her greatest goal is to get lower income families out of renting and into owning their own homes. This is a long process and she has the patience to get you through it. She is surrounded by a wealth of knowledge on her team and she is always up to date knows all the different, which this is a big deal. She knows all the different assistance programs Indianapolis has to offer. A lot of people don't know them, even in the mortgage business. I don't think I know all of them. Mm-hmm. So it's really helpful if you have somebody who knows all the different assistance programs. Welcome. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Victoria, I really do appreciate you joining us. And I really love your what you do. Mm-hmm. The fact that you're helping that part of our market that is very important to our market.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because it keeps building. It just keeps going and going and going.
Yeah, it does.
And providing opportunities for people.
Yeah. I mean, the main thing I think that's a huge thing is as you're talking, going through the first time home buyers and all the programs, because when you're 25, 27 mm-hmm. years old, and I think the average is 33 years, but when you're buying your first home, there's a lot that a lot of people just don't know, or what people don't know what's available to
mm-hmm.
them.
Absolutely. And especially with the assistance programs, and people are kind of weary about looking into those, but that's what they're there for, is to provide you with that help and get you started.
Right. And those programs, so somebody's listening and they're going, well, so what do those programs do for the most part? What kind of programs are out there who do they help?
And many times they help people, lower income families. They help people build their credit score. They help you teach financing, which is huge, because a lot of times people who are growing up in lower income families, they don't know how to manage their finances. And that was one of the things that I learned immediately. And it helped tremendously, because if you don't know how to manage your money, then, you know, it's hard to invest it. It's hard to keep track of it. It's hard to make it. And so those programs are very helpful for that. And then just assistance in itself. Many times they will help with your down payment, or they'll help with closing fees or many things like that to get you going. Or they'll help with the lower interest rate. Sometimes they can lock that in. And just it's just very helpful to know what's out there and what's available for those people who just can't afford the 20% down, you know, 7% interest loans.
Right. And it's huge, because it gives, you know, somebody, a lot of times what I find, and it's not on all first-time home buyers, but it's on many first-time home buyers, but it certainly is in some of the other markets that we're in, where they, it's hard to save the down payment. So there's down payment assistance programs. Mm-hmm. And some of those programs give you enough, not only for your down payment, but they actually will help cover your cost.
Yes. Your or they're lower, you know, how much you need to bring to the table. Right. So then that helps in itself too. So yeah, it's helpful in so many different ways, not just giving you money.
Yeah. So it's really important I'm trying to make sure people understand, if you have somebody or know of anybody, or you're in the situation where you need assistance to buy a house, but you want to buy a house, they should contact you.
Absolutely. Yes. Reach out. Let's see what we can get going. You know, the application process, it typically takes about 45 days. And so people get excited about wanting to get into it immediately, but apply, see what we can get in 45 days. And then you start working towards buying the house and just staying right on track with making sure that that gets done.
And if somebody needs to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
You can reach me at my website, talktotucker.com/victoria.vickery, V-I-C-K-R-E-Y, or you can reach me on Facebook, Victoria Vickery, or also you can reach me by telephone, 317-506-7458.
What was that number again?
317-506-7458. You can text, you can call, leave a voicemail message. I answer my phone all the time.
Yeah, and it does. It's very helpful if you have somebody who knows all these programs and knows how to guide you through that. So if you have if anybody's out there and they know of anybody, or they are in a situation where they could use these type of assistance programs, call her.
Absolutely. Many times people are intimidated to reach out to a realtor because they just think that this is a process that they are not able to, you know, achieve. But everybody can. Everybody can. It's just a matter of time and your effort and, you know, finding the right programs for you.
Right. Time is a big thing.
Absolutely.
It can take time. But mm-hmm. most, you know, we find that almost everybody, like you said, almost everybody can do it. They just have to get over the fact that maybe right now, and we've all lived life, so we know things happen in mm-hmm. your life. We want to help you get to the point of being able to buy a home. It's really important. It's much more important than anything else is to help these people get to that point, because mm-hmm. that's what matters. Having a home changes their lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I say it's kind of like a savings account. So every month you're paying your mortgage, you're putting money into something, a great investment that in the end, you're going to get your money back and then some. And so it's far better than renting. And it's just one step to get you going in your life to be able to achieve things that you like.
Right. Helps you build wealth. I think it was a lender that I met. He was out in the West, and they were in a small town, and this was what you're doing is what they were doing. That was their goal, and they came up with, they put together how much wealth each month they were helping all these clients that they had worked with build.
Neat.
And it was phenomenal, mm-hmm. and because that was their whole thing, is that's what they cared about, that's what they did. That's what their market was, but they kind of owned the market because they really were after just helping people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, what people don't realize, and you mentioned it briefly, is rent compared to making a mortgage payment. And there's a couple of different things. I mean, let's just say you paid $1,000 a month for rent. And just so you know, that is cheap right now.
Absolutely.
So after 1 year, you spent 12 grand. Guess where that money went? To somebody else's pocket. Mm-hmm. Did nothing for you except for put a roof over your head. Now, you take that, let's say your mortgage was $1,000 a month. Well, guess what? You made $12,000 payment towards your mortgage. Okay, now something that goes to interest or anything like that. So let's just say you knocked off $6,000. And let's put it there. So you bought a house for $100,000, minus off $6,000. You're down to $94,000. Guess what? One, that is your house. So guess what also? Your house appreciates mostly every mm-hmm, year.
Absolutely.
So where you might have bought it for 100, it might now be worth 110. Well, now you have 10,000 plus the 6,000 you already paid to it. So that's $16,000. I'm sorry that I'm helping you build wealth in maybe just a year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I bought my first home 8 years ago and paid $120,000 for it. And was so excited. And at this point, it is probably the houses are selling around there for $235,000. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And so just to think about the equity that has built in that house, and I don't want to move. I just want to keep getting it. I want to get that down to zero so that whenever I walk away, it's 100% this huge investment that I've made.
Yeah. And it's all helping build your wealth.
Absolutely.
That's what that's mm-hmm. doing. And that's what I think with what you concentrate on, that's really something that's important for people to understand. It's how, it's really how one of the best ways you can build wealth mm-hmm. is buy a home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, once you buy a home and you're living there and you do that, if you can save up some money, you might even want to buy a rental property.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's things you can do at that point to really change your life. I've known people, in fact, my very best friend, his dad started buying rental property. And when they sold the company, now they started, they had nothing. There were times when he had to sell his car in the winter to pay the heat bill for his buildings. But when they sold it, it was worth millions and millions mm-hmm. of dollars, and it was almost all equity.
Right.
That's where it came mm-hmm. from, equity.
And it's something that you need anyways.
Yes.
You know, you're going to pay for this anyway, so you might as well pay for it and let it grow with you instead of for somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. I always tell people, because sometimes I think it's hard to see what it actually is doing for you. So you take a house and let's say you just break even. Let's say everything you paid and all that, you just break even. That's all you do. But if you were there 4 years and you were paying $1,000 a month in rent, if you broke even, you're still $48,000 ahead because you didn't pay that rent.
Right.
Right. You're still way ahead. It is remarkable. And it does, and that's not how it works. It actually, you build equity there. And as we all know, equity lately has been very good.
Yes.
Right. Our appreciation rates have been high. But it's really important. I just think that's important. But to move on a little bit, what is your, for your job, what's your favorite part of your job?
That's a good question. I think my favorite part of my job is just the variety. That I'm not a 9-to-5 kind of girl sitting at a desk. So I just like the fact that I'm out going at places, meeting new people all the time. Every single day is different. And it, you know, you can plan your day, but I could get a phone call right now saying, hey, I want to go look at this house. And then all of a sudden, my day is different. And right. I like that. I like the flexibility of it. I like the variety and everything that comes with it, and how you can just dabble into so many different things and not just sitting at a desk behind a computer.
So what made you actually get into being a realtor?
Well, I taught for 12 years. I have a master's degree in education. And then I started having babies. And once I started having babies, it was, do I send them to childcare or do I have people bring their children to me? And I absolutely love children. They're very, very fun. They keep you on your toes. And so I ran an at-home daycare for 7 years while I took care of my children. I had three little ones there. So, you know, the state would show up and half of the kids would be my biological children, and then I'd have, you know, six other ones there. But that you can only withstand for so long, because it's hard work. It is very hard work. And so I was just thinking in my mind, what can I do that is still going to be flexible for me to be with my family, but still provide a good income and something that, you know, we can build a future with? And me buying my first home, I mean, there in itself was the equity and, you know, building that. And so I just thought, well, let's try real estate. And so right before the pandemic hit, it was the week before the pandemic hit, I started my schooling online. And then the pandemic hit and I was just like, holy cow, this was a really good decision for me, because I ended up having to close my daycare. I have two children who have congenital heart defects. And so, and we didn't know what COVID was. And so wanted to keep them safe. And so we closed immediately. And my whole family actually stayed home for an entire year. We had planned a trip to Hawaii for spring break. And instead of going, we just used all that money for us to stay home. So it was like a vacation for a week in Hawaii or home with your family for a year and staying safe. I was like, that was a good decision. And then once COVID kind of dissipated and I got my license, my kids all started school. And so it's just been a wonderful transition I miss all the kiddos. I still am in touch with most of my daycare kids and their families, but I'm very happy with the transition.
Awesome. Now, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, have any real estate questions, are looking to buy their first home, you know, want to know about the programs out there for people, how would they get a hold of you?
They can reach me on my website at www.talktotucker.com/victoria.vickery. That's V-I-C-K-R-E-Y. Or you can call or text 317-506-7458.
All right, perfect. And if you need to get a hold of Ian or I, it's hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguys.com. And after the break, we will have the question of the week.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
So now it's time for question of the week. Question of the week is brought to you by Advisors Mortgage, where we fit your mortgage to fit your needs. Contact us today to get your free mortgage plan. Go to hardworkingmortgageguys.com. And if you need that perfect house, how will we get a hold of you?
You can reach me on my website, www.talktotucker.com/victoria.vickery. That's V-I-C-K-R-E-Y. Or you can call or text at 317-506-7458.
And if you did miss that number or anything, go down to the description section on our podcast, and all of our information will be there.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
All right, so here's one of the hardest questions. What was your first car?
My first car, her name was Ruby. It was a Ford Taurus, and you can assume that she was maroon. She was one of my favorites. That was my first loan that I had. Yeah, absolutely. I had a cubicle job that I needed to get to during the summer throughout college. I believe it was my junior year in college before I purchased my first car. But yeah, my first loan, and then had that paid off and went on to, you know, the next thing.
Well, Ian thinks that Toyota is the only car to buy, but
it's a
great car. But I bought my son a Taurus when he was in high school, and it was a phenomenal car.
Mm-hmm.
It was inexpensive,
yeah,
and it had all the equipment, and it was safe.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a school bus hit him, and
he
was fine. You know, totaled the car, but he was fine.
Yeah.
Because it was a well-built
mm-hmm.
car.
Yep.
So that was a good car, I think. Mm-hmm. And you, it sounds like you loved it.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny how we fall in love with our,
absolutely,
pretty much our first car.
Yeah.
We've had people, one of them is, well, her first car, to get the air conditioner work, she had to roll her window down. Or the heat. It was the heat. To get the heat to work, she had to roll her window down.
You're like, that defeats the purpose.
Yeah, that's kind of, yeah. Thank you. That's exactly what I thought. And how does that work? But it's kind of why we like those cars. They're quirky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most of these first cars, people, they're quirky. This question, I ask a couple of different ways, but what are you known for? Some people like it more as, you know, what's your superpower?
I would say, thinking about that question, I'm very involved in my community. My children go to Little Flower, and I'm on the school commission there, which is very similar to a school board. I'm the treasurer of the PPS, which is like the PTO. I attend the Community Heights Neighborhood Association meetings, as well as the Irvington Neighborhood meetings. I'm just very involved in the community. My home was featured in the Irvington Garden Tour last summer. And even though we're in, thank you, even though we're in Community Heights. And so I was super excited about that. Thank you, Irvington, for having us as part of your garden tour.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So just different things within the community. We've recently hosted the District 14 Democratic candidate, David Ray, at our home.
Okay.
so just, excuse me, different things like that in the community. And it's not just me, it's my entire family that serves.
You're very committed to the community.
Absolutely.
Did you grow up there?
I did, yes. I grew up at 10th and Sherman. And right now we live around 10th and Emerson. So I didn't go too far. I'm a tech high school grad, which I'm very proud of that. and very proud East Side residents. With that being said, I don't just serve the East Side community. I'm all over. So sometimes people get confused with my pride with the East Side, thinking that that's all I do, but that certainly isn't. It's just where I most of my knowledge is and where my heart is.
Right. But you help. It's not about you when you're selling real estate.
No.
It's about the client.
Absolutely.
Right?
So absolutely.
Yes, you like, and if they have questions on the East Side, you can answer them. But you're a lifelong Indianapolis resident.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Which means you know pretty much all of the areas. You've seen it from, I mean, the changes that have happened in our mm-hmm. in our area.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very familiar with downtown because that was where my first job was, Planet Hollywood.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah. Awesome. I know. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Very familiar with the South Side. I'm a Franklin College graduate. And very familiar with the North Side because I've worked up here many, many jobs. And so, yeah, just all yeah. I've been all over. And so yeah. it makes it easy to know the community.
Yep.
So what is one thing you learned or a mistake, so to speak, that mm-hmm. you wish you would have done differently when you first got into being a realtor?
Well, I started on a team because I had a little bit of self-doubt that I was going to be able to come out of being in business on my own with a daycare for 8 years. And I was just worried about my accountability and things like that. And it just wasn't a good fit for me. That self-doubt has dissipated because I know that, yes, I'm very self-driven and motivated. And so that was something that just wasn't necessary for me. And I feel like had I not done that, my business would have projected much further faster. I'm here now. And right. so I feel like that was one of the mistakes that I made. It just didn't work out.
Yeah. But I mean, it's one of those things that you were working basically, let's say, by yourself doing the own home, and then you go to a team, and sometimes mm-hmm. that's, you're not used to that dynamic.
So, absolutely.
I mean, there's parts where you can learn from some mm-hmm. people, and that might have actually helped you out a little bit there. Sometimes when you're not used to it, it throws a whole wrinkle in your plans when you're thinking about it. You're like, oh, I'm not used to working with everybody. I'm used to by myself,
yeah.
Which is awesome for you because some people are just not that way. I mean, which I think holds more for you as you branched off by yourself is because you know what you can work by yourself without having other people there.
Absolutely. Yes. I'm very self-motivated. I love learning. And so it was just a point of, okay, I thought I needed this, but I really don't.
Right.
And I'm able to take off and do things on my own. And I like the independence. I really, really like the independence.
I'll bet it's a lot like a kid. Okay. And I don't know why this is what popped in my head. You have kids that can play on their own. They're perfectly happy playing on their own. They can entertain themselves. I had two of them like that. My oldest son, he could not do that, right? He has to have a
yeah.
team around him
yeah.
because he, so everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bet you were really good at playing by yourself as a kid. If my theory holds up, and I've had that theory for exactly about 20 seconds.
Yeah. Well, I was proud of myself for trying the team
yeah.
and just knowing, okay, these are what do I need as I'm trying out this new career? And I knew support was it. I just didn't realize that I could find support in many different ways.
Yes.
And now I'm in my office instead of on a team. And my office has just really taken me in and helped tremendously. You know, I'm rather new, but some people think experience is something that's a necessity in a realtor. And while it is something that is great, you want somebody who has drive and motivation and wants to know. So if I don't know something, I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to go to my managers. I'm going to go to other agents in my office and share my experiences and see what they can help me with. And so being on my own is not really being on my own.
Right. Yeah. You still have support.
Absolutely.
There are a couple of things. I'd love to hear about your mentors, but one comment is, which I believe thoroughly, I've talked about it on the show before, is there are people who've been in the business for 30 years, but they've only learned a year. They mm-hmm. never repeat. They don't have the drive and the interest and the love of what they do. So they do it, but they don't really.
Mm-hmm.
Where you, it's very obvious you love what you do.
Yeah.
And obviously, with your background, you obviously also love to learn. So you've put that together and you've made it a career. And I'll tell you, I don't know if there's any studies on this, but I'll bet you 30% of the real estate agents were teachers.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be a great learning ground to come into real estate.
Absolutely. It helps you, you know people. It helps you with your organization skills. It helps you learning things that you don't know necessarily. It was a very great start for me.
Yeah, that's
foundation.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So who are your mentors now? Who
definitely Lisa Evans and Jennifer Butts. They're my two managers at the East office at FC Tucker. I can go to them anytime for anything. And it's not just that they're managers for my career, but we're also friends. And so that helps tremendously too, because they want me to succeed, not just as an agent out of their office, but they want me to succeed as a friend.
Oh, yeah.
But definitely. And they're so full of knowledge. And Lisa Evans is very similar to me, to where if she doesn't know something, it's not, you know, scary for her. It's let me find that out for right. you. And so I feel like if I don't know something, I know somebody who can help me figure that out. And so definitely those two are my greatest mentors. Yeah,
that's awesome. I was talking to my son over the weekend, and we were talking about mentors, because I've never really had mentors. I probably did. I just didn't realize mm-hmm. it. And he said, well, there's actually two types of mentors. You have vertical and horizontal. Because I never thought of, you know, like Ian as a, you know, that he actually is a mentor.
I'm a great mentor, yeah. Just so everybody knows.
Well, I didn't say great. But, it is. You can have mentors. Like he says, some of my friends are my mentors, too.
Mm-hmm.
And some, but he, you know, the hierarchy in the company, there are people that are higher than him that have had been in careers longer that he uses as mentors also. And then he's mentors for people, like he does a lot for IU when kids are coming out. A lot of them contact him. So it's amazing. Mentors are vital. I think today we understand that more.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't when I was growing up. If I had them, I didn't know it. Just never thought. But it's really great that you embrace that and you see that. And I know that that's helped your career immensely.
You can't experience everything. And so what you want to do is try to surround yourself with people who are experiencing the same kind of things that you are, and that you can learn from their experiences. And while I have my own mentors, I love to mentor others. And I think that that's just the teacher in me. And so any agent that has come into the office after me, I wrap them under my wings and I'm like, all right, let's share our experiences. In those, I would say, is a vertical mentor,
yes.
Because we are on the same level. It's not a competition. I'm not trying to, you know, outrun anybody. It's, you know, let's do this together, because we can't experience everything all
We're
at
there
once.
To help.
Yeah.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus with Rick Ritma and Ian Arnold. To hear the conclusion of this interview, go to hardworkingmortgageguys.com and hit the podcast tab.